Christianity has all these words and titles and names that are common to it. You can walk into just about any church service and hear them. Words such as Trinity, Communion, Incarnation. But do we know exactly what these words mean? Well, today we want to look at one such word, Messiah. In John chapter 1, verse 41, a man named Andrew told his brother, "We have found the Messiah." Many times this word is translated Christ, and the word means the Anointed One. God promised Abraham way back in the book of Genesis that through his descendants, goodness and blessing would be brought back into the world. And to one of those descendants, a man named Judah, God promised a great king and kingdom would come from his line, and that this king would be the one who destroyed evil and fulfilled the promise God made to Abraham, and that this king would reign forever. Yet, as you march through the Old Testament, the kings of Israel fall very short of destroying evil. In fact, evil oftentimes destroys them. And the Old Testament ends, and still no such king, no anointed one, as was promised, had come to reign. So what does Messiah mean? To the Jewish people, the Messiah referred to the king God had promised who would defeat evil and bring goodness back to the world, and they had been looking for this king for a very long time. And by coming from the line of David and the line of Judah, and by combating evil, Jesus fulfilled every definition of the Messiah meaning that the Israelites had been looking for. Yet most of the Jews didn't realize that Jesus was the Messiah. Consumed by the evil Jesus came to destroy, they killed their only Savior and the Son of God Himself. But this was not the end. Jesus' death actually completed the promise that God made all the way back in the Garden of Eden. Evil had struck the Messiah's heel, but the Messiah would still crush evil's head. And by rising from the tomb, Jesus gained the ultimate power over death and evil and gave his followers power over death and evil as well, dealing Satan a fatal blow. This is why Paul would go into the synagogues and explain and prove from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah. This is why in Revelation, the Apostle John sees Jesus seated on a throne being worshiped by people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. And this is why we should join in the worship, because Jesus is the true Anointed One, the Eternal King. Today, please pray for Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana, making known this Eternal King. And also remember the Aymara Life Word broadcast heard in Bolivia and Peru.